Hey folks, hey millionaires. Hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant with I, Wesley Virgin, self-made millionaire here from Houston, Texas. Go live every night to answer your questions about wealth, about business, about manifesting your dreams. Basically, giving every man and woman the opportunity to have some dialogue with me or some dialogue with a millionaire, right? Most people never get the opportunity to have a conversation with a millionaire. So tonight, just like every night, I'm going to give you that opportunity to do that, okay? So go ahead and comment your name below. Tonight, we're doing another Q&A. What you're looking at is my view here. I'm in Colombia, Medellin, and it is absolutely gorgeous out of here. I'm just so grateful, always grateful, that I have the resources and the economical status to be able to enjoy this life that I currently have. And I want the same for you. That's why I go live at midnight to not just give you hope, or to inspire you, or to let you know that you can do it. I'm here to educate you. Because let me share some with you. This is the ugly truth about success. Motivation, inspiration is great, but it is not enough to be financially successful. Education, you have to be educated. And I'm not talking about a 4-year degree. I'm not talking about an MBA. You have to be educated in the niche of the area that you're trying to expand and elevate in your life. Okay. Hey, Leo, how are you? Shirley. Franks.
Are you Bill?
Yeah. Got Ryan. Got Rachel. How are you? Miss India Love, how are you? Hey, Ryan, how are you doing? Are you guys making money? I'm just curious. Are you making money? Are you making money? Some of you have been following me for years now. And let me share some with you. It is already March, and April is next week. Which means that we're like almost 4 months in. Into the year. And some of you, if you're not careful, the position that you were in last year, if you're not careful, cautious, you're going to be in the same situation this year as well. Same amount of money in the bank, same car, same apartment, same house, same relationship, toxic relationship, same people in your life. So be careful. If you want progress, you have to demand it. And this is what I try to educate my team. You have to demand progress. Like, you just can't work. You know, I understand some of you believe that if you just work hard, that you're going to be awarded. You're not. There's many people, hundreds of millions of people that work hard every single day, right? They work hard, but yet they are not making progress. Work ethic or working hard is different from progress. Does that make sense? Don't confuse working hard with actually making progress. Okay? And you might think, or you may be thinking to yourself, well, how do I make progress? Demand it. You have to demand the progress. Where some people can work 2 hours and they can make $20,000 in a day. Some people have to work 10 hours to make $20,000. Some people can work 1 hour and they can make 10 bucks an hour. Some people can work 1 hour and they can make $100,000 an hour. What I'm saying is, you have to demand it. Whatever amount of money that you want to make, whatever you're trying to do, you have to demand it, which means that And you're not going to like this, but don't go to sleep until it's done. Don't go to sleep. Stay up. Like, if you have a business and if your goal is to make money, to sell and to market your services and products, why would you go to sleep if you haven't made any money? That's just my thinking, you know, just how I think. Like, how can you go to bed without making any sales? To me, like, if I went to bed without making any money, I'll have nightmares. Now, business is a game. And you have winners and you have losers. And every day of your life, in your business, in your company, you have a choice to make. Are you going to be a winner or a loser? Are you going to be a person that makes money or the person that makes no money? Choose one. And that's just the ugly truth about, you know, success and money and making money. That, you know, you have to demand progress. You just have to demand it from yourself. And you have to stay up all night. Like, listen, it's 12 o'clock. If you haven't made any money all day and you have a business, well, you can't go to sleep until you make money. You have to set the standards for yourself. Honestly, that's the reason why I'm a wealthy man, because in the beginning of my own personal journey to becoming financially successful, I just had to demand that shit. Does that make sense? Okay? I had to demand it, which means I couldn't sleep. And it took me a long time to make money. But it's okay. There were many sleepless nights for months, for years. But it was okay. And if you're not willing to have that type of mindset, you're not going to be successful. And if you are successful, your success is going to be short-lived. Okay? Some of you forget. Some of you that are successful or partially successful. Some of you forget the things you did to become successful. Forget about the work ethic. You forget about the sacrifice because you get comfortable. And I know many people who are very comfortable because they made a little money. And I know many people who have been comfortable, and now they're comfortable and average. Comfortable and broke. Comfortable in trying to find the next best thing. Never get comfortable. Just like my guy Howard Schultz says, the owner of Starbucks, he said, it's always day one. I've had that day one mentality for the past 10 years, and that's why I've always succeeded for the past 10 years very well, okay? How can I get my book sales to skyrocket? Well, don't think about skyrocket. Think about selling one book first. First, think about how can I get my book to sell to one person, then 10 people, then 20 people. Okay, because even the word skyrocket, like, what does that even mean? Like, how many books is that? Sell one book first, then sell 10, then sell 30, then sell 100. Okay? Questions for me. And if you guys want to go live, let me know. If you don't mind, can you share this video and tag a few people to hit the like button so we can be presented on the For You page. What's next? And I'm just reading the comments here. Okay. We are tired. Do not repeat words. What should really be done? What is the way to prosperity and light? Prosperity and light? First of all, if you want light, turn your lights on, man. What are you talking about? See, that's the big issue with a lot of you. You just, this question here. We are tired. Do not repeat words. That's a person that's just upset and angry, not at me, at himself. You know, whenever someone is very derogatory in the comments, they're not mad at me. Now, people talk about me too. It's okay. They're not mad at me, though. They're mad at themselves. They're mad at themselves because their inability to be disciplined, their inability to be positive, their inability to see the glass half full, their inability to sacrifice, to stretch themselves. the inability to see the situation better. So it's never directed at me. That's why I never get upset. It doesn't bother me. But I'll still kick your ass out. But still, it never bothers me when people are negative in the comments, because it's not about me. It's about how they're feeling. I'm feeling perfect. Like, I'm feeling abundant. I'm feeling a prosperity. I feel loved, cared about. So, I mean, I'm great. And I want you to feel the same way as well. That's my goal. What's next here? What's going on with Diddy? I don't know, folks. I don't follow stories. Or I don't follow foolishness on social media. And that's another problem with some of you. You want to know about Diddy. What about Andrew Tate? What about the government? What about this? Like, why do you care? Is Puff Daddy going to pay your bills? Is Puff Daddy going to do the work for you in your company? So why would you waste an ounce of your mental energy on fake news, gossip, or drama? And you wonder why every time you check your bank account, you get sad. And you wonder why you have so many credit cards and so much debt. And you wonder why you drink so much. And you wonder why you're overweight. Let's talk about money. What would you like to know about money? Astrid, are you? I love you as well. Hey, Annie, how are you? You know, I love my women followers. You know, and listen, nothing against the male followers, but the women, it's just more positive than the men. You know, whenever I get any type of cynicism, a negativity in the chat box, it's all usually men. But women, I'm so proud of women. Hablas español, Piquito. How was your day today, Wesley? It was perfect. I went to the gym, worked out. Like the same guy that I met in the gym, who saw me for social media, we worked out today. He almost passed out. We did a great shoulder workout. What's your response to family members that ask you for money? Easy. Like, listen, I like this question. If you ever have a family member, say if you finally make money, you have a breakthrough, okay? We're going to speak that into existence. You make some money. And, excuse me, they ask you for money. They say, hey, I'm going to know if I can borrow some money. Tell them no. Now, if it's your mother or your father, and you guys on good terms, yeah, go ahead and bless them. But anybody else, just tell them no. And let me tell you why. Because you might say, well, why can't you do it one time? Because it's never going to be a one time. One thing about family, and most of you are close to your, like me, I'm not close to my family. Like, when I say I'm not close to my family, I'm not talking to my cousins and my uncles and aunties. Okay? I mean, come on. Absolutely not. The thing about family, what a lot of you don't realize is the stronghold they have on you emotionally. So you have family member at one time. That family member that you helped out because you care about them, you love them, when they come back the second time, they're going to have a deeper, more emotional story to tell you on how they are fuck up, because that's the issue. You know, the people that want to borrow money are people that want your money or want you to help them out because they're fuck-ups. Like, they are fucked up in their life in some area, which causes them to ask you for money because you didn't fuck up. And if it was a fuck-up, you fixed it. So I don't reward or award fuck-ups in life, me personally. So I'm going to tell you no. Absolutely. I believe if family asks you for money, tell them no. Say absolutely not. Because they're a fuck-up. And if they continue, if you enable the behavior by just continuing to give them money, because listen, it's not going to be one time. I know you might say, well, it'll just be one. No. It's never one time. Never. You're going to do it again. And instead of them transitioning from being a fuck up, you're going to fuel and enable the behavior that you can't stand, because you'll be the same person. Give them money, you know, let them borrow some money, and you'll be pissed. But man, they always ask for money. So you're complaining about something that you did, something that you chose to do. You're complaining. Well, this person always asks. I don't complain about money as far as giving it to people, because I don't give money to people. It's only a few people that's going to get Wesley Virgin's money. You want to know who? My parents. My three children. The mother of my child. My mother of my children. And my woman. Those are the only people that can ask me for money. Does that make sense? If I choose to give somebody else money, it's because I choose to do that. But those are the only people that can ask me, okay, that I will always take care of. But now, don't get it twisted. If my children make bad decisions, I'm not giving them any money, okay? You know, I'm no fool. I'm not just going to give you money because you ask. My children have to earn and deserve the money that I give them, okay? Hey, Jessica, Michelle, how are you tonight? Next question for me. Mr. Greek Beast, how are you? Zoe, 100K Cheese. Jasmine, Tiffany, how are you? Come on, folks, go ahead and tap the button here. Tap the love button. So we can get this to the For You page or share this out so we can get more people on the live. I do appreciate that. Okay. Hey, Mariel, how are you? Mariel, how are you? Signed, Wonder Son. Well, all out to you, Tabby in. What's the next set of questions for me here? Hey, Flex Beauty, how are you? I mean, listen, I love my queens out there. Like, all the queens, I love you so much. I do. Because, you know, it's nothing like a good woman. It's nothing like a good, smart, intelligent woman. And there's so many smart, intelligent women on this live here. How do I know that? Because I've spoken to many of you. Many of you are very positive in the comments. Many of you work hard. But, yeah. I love all of you. I really do. 100%. And I can't wait to meet all of you, honestly. You know, the kings, too. I can't wait to meet you in person. If you ever see me in person, you can approach me. I'm not an asshole. Not yet. Right? So don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated to approach me. Yes, sometimes I can be a bit intimidating because I'm a large man, right? Workout, got a few muscles on my body here. But honestly, I'm a kind man, honestly. I am a kind man. So I look forward to meeting all of you. What's up, Rasta? How are you? Hey, London Sterling, how are you? Marco Rosemary. The name of the book, A Desire to Be Inspired. May I send you a copy? Sure, brown skin. Send me in the Kindle version to my DM. Thank you for all the love. All the love in the comments below. I love it. How do you deal with self-doubt? You don't deal with it. You know, listen, that may always be an opportunity to doubt. Which means is, you know, doubt can happen. But the question is this. What are you going to do with the doubt? What are you going to do when you feel doubt? Right? Tell doubt to go to hell. I mean, you don't have time to doubt. And my question is, what are you doubting about yourself? Like, understand, when you're building a business, building a life, building a relationship, building your body, you don't have time for doubt. Why? Because you're too busy working. So whenever you feel doubt, just get to work. Okay? Educate yourself. Education, knowledge will begin to eliminate doubt. Okay? Hey, Jacqueline, how are you? Next question for me. Wesley, the last rant felt like you didn't feel appreciated enough by the listeners. We really appreciate you being here with you every day and listening to you. Just that you put us in. Okay. All right. Marco, listen. I know, okay, and I don't know all of you personally. Some of you I do know personally are. Some of you have been on my rants for a very long time, so I think of you like a brother and a sister. Okay, I know you guys appreciate it, okay? But sometimes I have to talk about... sometimes that I don't feel appreciated because you're not writing questions below. You're not commenting below. You know, I need... You know, like I said, many of you already know why I do this. You know, listen, you know, maybe 12, 13 years ago, you know, I prayed to God. Can you believe it? I said, God, true story, by the way. And this is when I was working my ass off trying to make money and nothing was working, right? Everything that I was doing wasn't working. I said, God, if you would allow me to find the solutions to my success, if you allow me to become a millionaire, I will help others do the same. Now, I'm not saying that God made me a million. I'm not going to say that because I don't want you guys praying to God and thinking that God is going to zap you and make you rich. But that's just what I did. So, and that's just something I wanted to do. I wanted to give people the opportunity to conversate with a millionaire and to have access to one, even though it's over the phone, even though I'm on Instagram, it's live, it's my podcast or what. But I'm rich, I'm wealthy. So I want to make a contribution to people. I want to help you for anybody that wants help. Because I know how it feels to have no one that supports your dreams. I know how it feels to, you know, feel like you're by yourself. Can I get an amen? You know how it feels to be rejected. I almost feel like no one that's wealthy wants to help. So I'm here to help. So comment below so I can help you. Play it, no, pay it forward. How do you stay motivated and focused on your goals? It's just a choice, man. I don't know. Listen, I'm so far deep into what I'm currently doing or even the... Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that. I don't have to try to get motivated. It's just how it is. It's my personality. You know, I don't know. I don't have to like, oh, yeah, let's get motivated, man. Come on, let's go. Nah. It's automatic for me. It's habitual. I've been doing it for so long. But I'll tell you this. If you want to be more motivated and focused, separate or eliminate people out of your life. Start to tell people goodbye. Okay? That'll help you with focus. Usually people that can't focus is because they got too many people in their life. You know, too many people that you need to conversate with, communicate with, deal with. Just get rid of them. Eliminate them. I've been at the lowest of the low, bro. And want to know how, seriously. Yeah, when you say you're the lowest of the low, how do you know that you're the lowest of the low? Obviously, you're not at the lowest of your low because you're on your iPhone. Like you're listening to this rant. Do you think people who are at the lowest of the low can afford a phone? Do you think the people that are at the lowest of the low has an opportunity to watch and listen to this live? Like, you're probably in a house right now or an apartment. The lowest of the low? Nah, I beg to differ. They're just ungrateful. What you don't realize, if you open your eyes for a second and look around, you realize that you're blessed. You're probably not where you want to be, and that's your own fault. But if you look around, you're blessed, man. You're in a house. You're in a place. You're in a bed. Right? You're on your phone. So, I wouldn't say you're at the lowest of the low. You only got one life. You might as well focus on your goals. Yeah, I agree. Have you ever been approached by other high successful people to collaborate in business?
Yeah.
Like, even right now, I have a guy that's reached out to me, podcast. He has like 11 million followers, but this guy interviews like Grant Cardone, all these people. But, you know, I'm just busy right now. I'm busy, honestly. I think the only person that can call me and I would drop everything is probably Oprah Winfrey. And maybe The Rock, maybe LeBron James, you know. That would be a collaboration that'll make sense for me. Like, immediate sense. But anything else, you know, I have to put them on the schedule. I'm willing to sacrifice anything. What's the fundamental beliefs that allow you to be the way you are?
Well, my fundamental belief is, that's a good question, by the way. My fundamental belief that have allowed me to be the man that I am here today is I just believe I can do anything. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe that sounds trivial to you, but I just believe I can do anything that I want to do. Yeah.
Questions here. What's next? Truly, I'm listening because I've tried to do things. I beg to differ, and now I'm now living in a one room and have nothing else. You may yawn, but I've been there. You've been where?
Yeah, but just because you're living in one room doesn't mean you're at the lowest of the low.
Some people are not living in any room at all. Some people are on the street right now. I mean, somebody's in a tent on the side of the road. Can you discuss a time when you had to confront and overcome limiting belief about yourself or your abilities?
Yeah. I think I've told the story before. I give you the brevity of the story. So, this is when I was working my ass off, you know, trying to make money. And I remember I was trading this girl. And long story short, the girl found me on the internet because I had a website called 7dayfitness.com. Many of you are aware of that company. And this girl She calls me from the number that she saw on the internet site and said, I'm looking for a trainer. At that time, I was running a boot camp, making about $1,000 a month. And she says, and I'm in my 30s, by the way, and she says, I want to train with you. You know, I love your story. I resonate with your story. And I want you to train me. I said, ma'am, I appreciate you, but unfortunately, I don't do any type of personal training, but you can come to my boot camp. I invite you. I don't do personal. And like, honestly, at that time, I didn't want to do personal training because it's so much time and effort. And I didn't like just dealing with people, especially individual people when it comes to, you know, working out, because most people are just lazy. This is why I work out by myself, by the way, because most people can't even hang with me. And many people just want to talk. I don't want to talk when I work out. Honestly, I don't want to talk at all. I just want to work out. Okay? So, but the lady says, well, I understand that, but I don't want a boot camp. I'm a private person. As a matter of fact, I'm a lawyer. And I just need personal private training. She says, my story and your story are similar because I'm a PK kid. Her dad is a pastor of a church. My dad's a pastor of a church. So she felt compelled that I was the right person for her to train. And I said again, ma'am, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm elated. Thank you so much that you think so highly of me. But again, I don't do personal training. As a matter of fact, my rate is extremely expensive if I did choose to do that. And this is all through email, by the way. And the lady, she emails me back. She said, what is your rate? How much do you charge? And I said, are you sure? Because I'm extremely expensive. And to be honest with you, at the time, I wasn't training anybody personally. And so I just thought of a random number. This is a true story. I thought of a random number, a number that I knew no one would pay. This is a true story. I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to train this woman. Like, I don't want to train anybody, not personally. I love boot camps. I like group training. So I said, all right, woman, $500 an hour and I need to be paid up front. I sent an email. And assuming that she wasn't going to respond, so I was like, yeah, good, I got rid of her. Less than 2 minutes, this woman responded and said, done. True story. She said, done. When can we start? And I will go to the bank right now. This is what she wrote an email. I'm going to go to the bank right now. I'm going to bring you $8,500. That woman brought me $8,500 to get started. But let me keep telling you the story, because you want to know about the self-doubt. And so at that time I was working on 7-day fitness, but I couldn't get it to work. And I was looking for partnerships, and I was getting partnerships wasn't going well. And at the same time, I'm training this woman. As a matter of fact, for like 1 year, this is the only woman I was talking to. And no, I was not sleeping with her. We were just talking and training and talking. And this woman pretty much paid my bills for like almost 2 years, honestly, because she was paying me $10,000 a month because I had quit my job. And we got cool. We got close friends. And I remember on the company that made me a millionaire, I wanted to launch it, but I wanted to launch it with this guy. He was already a millionaire, and I wanted to launch it with him because I felt that I needed a partnership. And I knew at that time I was doubting myself. I didn't even realize it. And this woman, because I was always talking to her, so obviously I was venting to her about what I was doing. And I say, hey, I want to partner with this guy. He don't want to partner with me. And I know I got it. I know I figured it out. I got it. This thing is going to go, it's going to be insane. We're going to make a lot of money. And this guy doesn't want to partner with me. And you know what she told me? God bless this woman's heart. She's a black woman too. Beautiful black woman. You know what this black woman told me? She says, why do you need him, Wes? She says, why do you need him? I'll never forget this. I was staying in Sage Apartments in Houston, Texas. I was in the gym. I was training her in the morning, so it was like 5-6 o'clock in the morning. And she says, why do you need him? Why do you need him? You could do it yourself. And honestly, that was the first time I've ever heard that in my life. And to her, she was a very positive person. Yeah, like you think I'm positive, she was extra positive. I mean, she was extremely optimistic all the time. And that woman exposed my doubt. Because I wasn't going to launch the product by myself. I wanted to launch it with someone else because I thought I needed them. Honestly, I did. I thought I needed, just like a lot of you. Like, you think you need me. You think you need a partner. You think you need somebody to help you. And it's just your own self-doubt. And that morning, that woman gave me all the confidence in the world. And I thought about it. I said, oh, I guess you're right. He said, can you not do it yourself? Can you not just publish it and put it out there? I said, yeah, I can. So go do it. And I think my issue was, it's like I wanted success to be such a guarantee. You know how we are sometimes? We feel that if we attach ourselves to somebody that's very successful, it's like a guarantee. But even when you do that, it's not a guarantee, because I've had 2 partners before I made $1 million and it did not work out. So just because you partner with a successful person doesn't guarantee millions of dollars. So I took her advice, and that woman got rid of my self-doubt. You know, I didn't even know I was doubting myself. And let me tell you something. I launched the product. It was fatdiminisher.com. Many of you are aware. And I made $1 million in 30 days. If it wasn't for the words of that woman, I would have gave $15 million away to a guy that didn't know work. All because I didn't believe in myself. Crazy, right? But I'll tell you this. I'm not saying that partnerships are not needed, are not necessary. You know, sometimes you do need a partner. So you have to really evaluate your situation. But I'm going to be honest with you. To do it alone is very hard, almost impossible. But I was just the type of person. I just had the type of personality. You know, I had that thick skin to be able to do things myself. God's wife says, I'm not doubting myself, just truly need help. Need help with what? You know, I hear you guys always crying and complaining about you need help, but yet you're on the internet where every question that needs to be answered about business is on the internet. So what do you need help with? Like, anything that you want to learn is on the internet for free. Maybe you're just lazy. Maybe you're not willing to sift through the videos and fail over and over again. Maybe you're not willing to be rejected. Maybe you're not willing to make mistakes. What does it mean by money coming to me easily and effortlessly, but still have to put in 12 hours a day of work? What does it mean? Well, that quote, easily and effortlessly, like I wanted to make money on autopilot, and I wanted to make money without effort. But everything that I do, I like doing it. So anything you like to do, I wouldn't say that's work, and I wouldn't say it's hard. So I'm very lucky and blessed that I'm able to do what I love to do and get paid in the process. What was the lesson that value yourself more? What? Oh, what was the lesson? You mean that I got from the woman? That, I'll tell you this. It was a quote that I posted 2 weeks ago. The people that you think are smart, and maybe Steve Jobs said this, you know, the people that you think are smart, you may say, oh, man, those guys are so smart. Oh, my God, they're so smart. They build an app. They're so smart. Amazon.com, they're so smart. Listen, the people that you think are so smart are no smarter than you. How do I know? I've met people that I thought, and I'm not saying they're not smart, but they're just regular average people, honestly, at the end of the day. They just have mastered their niche. But it's nothing special about them, honestly. It's nothing. So the people that you think are so different, you know, so smart and so, they're no smarter than you. You know, because when you hear about a guy that builds a billionaire company, you're like, man, oh my God, he must be super smart to do that. Maybe he wasn't smart. Maybe he just kept failing over and over again. I mean, think about the guy, Colonel Sanders, who created the recipes for KFC. He was turned down 1,000 times before someone accepted his recipe. Does that mean he was smart? I don't know. Or maybe he was just willing to fail and he had a high desire to get what he wanted. And he didn't care about the failure. He didn't care about the rejection. He just kept going because he just realized all he needed was one yes. Okay. I need funding to get my product to market. What product? You don't need funding for that. No, you don't. You just need to learn how to market. You need to learn how to sell. You don't need money. You know, I think the biggest myth as it relates to business is that you need money to make money. Well, I need money, you know, to make money. Well, I can't do nothing without money. That's a lie. There's too many ways to... Too many ways to get money. Too many ways to make money. I mean, honestly, it's just, there's no excuse. Hey, Anita, how are you? Well, I'm so grateful for the 50 million people here. Will you ever be a construction or a landscaping contractor? No. I'm not a domestic type of guy, which means I don't hang up pictures on the walls. I don't paint rooms. I don't cut grass. I don't cook. I don't wash clothes. I employ people to do those things for me. I do what I do well, is talk and market products and help people make money. Could it be that if you haven't, what's an easy way anyone can make 10K a month? Yeah, I mean, listen, there's no easy way to make $10,000 per month. Okay? Just like when you first started your job, it was difficult because you didn't know what you were doing. Okay? Well, I guess depending on the job. If you're working at McDonald's, I guess that's easy, but I don't know. But there's no easy way to make 10K a month. I mean, there is a way to make it, but don't think about if it's easy or not, okay? It's not easy because you got to learn new skills, and you have to learn a ton of skills, and you have to continue them, you know, trial and error until you get it right, okay? All right, folks, I guess that's it. Guess that's it.
So you guys get value here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Wes. Do you believe in karma? Does it play a part? Nah. You know, I don't know. You know, that what you get is what you receive. I don't know. Because there's a lot of people that's putting out a lot of good, and they're still not getting the reciprocal equivalent of the good they put out in the world. So it's just, and it's a lot of people that's doing a lot of good stuff, but yet they have a miserable life, right? So I don't know. I wouldn't focus too much on karma. I would focus on doing the right thing at the right time to get you some money. And for you to discover what is the right thing, what is the right time, is you got to go through a bunch of trial and error. A lot. And yeah, it gets frustrating. You get irritated. It's normal. You're going to get tired. But so what? Still do it anyway. Like, every day I don't want to go to the gym. Like, the last couple of days I didn't want to go, but I got to go. It is what it is. What else am I going to do? I got to go to the gym. I just have to go. I don't care about how I feel. Okay. Do you have the same bed brand like the one you have in Houston? I believe so. It's very comfortable. Yeah, Marco, I know the Dream Riz app is not working right now. I did post an update. It's going through maintenance. Give us 48 hours. Be patient, please. Okay? You're going to be very happy with the new update. What digital products are hot and trending? I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. There's too many digital products on the planet. You have to understand, there are digital products that are selling millions and millions of dollars a day that you have never seen, never heard of. So, yeah, I don't know. But you can always do your research. Thank you, Brown Skin Ray. Riz update. Absolutely, yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with your phone. Dream Riz is going through an update, folks. Just bear with me. I told you it's in beta. Beta. Okay. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I love you so much. Tell me that you love me back. Go ahead. I'll wait. In the comments below, tell me that you love me. Okay. I want to see it, and I'm going to read it. Go ahead. Tell me how much you love me. Tell me how much you care about me. Come on. I'm listening. Thank you so much. I'm feeling loved. I'm feeling love right now. And I love you too. I love all of you. I really do. I do. That's why I do this. Like, I don't like being around people, but I love people, if that makes sense to you. I do. Okay. So I'll be on the rant tomorrow. Same time. If you don't mind, can you bring us some questions tomorrow, please? Questions, so I can answer them for you. Okay, write them down. Much love. Don't forget to meditate before you go to sleep tonight. Just think about your dreams. Think about your goals. Think about the outcome of those things. Think about how you want to feel tomorrow. And repeat that process. Much love. This is Wesley Virgin. Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. And let's go.